like to talk about investments. Think about the things you invest in. You invest in your important relationships. Husbands and wives invest in each other to grow their love and their marriage. They invest and enjoy each other's company by doing things together that helps build their love and their enjoyment of being together. They work on things so they have a common purpose of things they enjoy being together. Parents invest in children and in family. That's why we have children, so that we can raise them and teach them how to live and how to love and how to be family. And we spend time and energy as they grow, helping them to have the right clothes and all they need for their sports and school activities. There's a financial investment, but we invest in them because we love them and we care for them and we want them to grow and to do well in life. Think about how you invest in your homes. We take the time to paint them and to care for them and to clean them. We replace appliances when we need to. We care for our yards. We plant bushes and flowers so it looks nice. We work to keep up our homes because they're investments. Or we invest in our health. We make a point to do exercises and pay membership in gyms so that we can go and work out, so that we can stay healthy. I remind people all the time, come work at the church. You can work here for free. I'll keep you healthy. Plenty of things to do. Or financially, we know how important it is to financially invest in our future, put money away for our retirement or to help our kids go to college. Lots of ways to invest. I would suggest Lent is a time to invest. To invest in our spiritual health. We know the disciplines of Lent. We heard them on Ash Wednesday, to pray, to fast, to give. They were there this morning in the opening prayer. We know in prayer we have time to come to Mass to grow spiritually. We can pray our little black books during Lent. We can go to missions. We can go to the Stations of the Cross. We can go to extra daily Masses just to spend time in prayer, growing spiritually. And we can fast. Choose to go out with something. I'm not going to eat between meals. I'm not going to have ice cream before I go to bed. I'm going to fast from fast food so that I can have a little more to give to others. Go without so others may have. We sacrifice to help those in need. And then we give. That's what almsgiving is. We give of our resources. Our Caritas collection next week will be to help with a Catholic Habitat house so that people in our own county have good housing. And so we support that project. Our Lenten food collection, we take time and our resources to buy groceries and things of need to help people who are less fortunate. Yes, you got my letter. It's the Diocesan Services Appeal of Time. So it is an opportunity to look at how do we give to help the work of the church so that we can continue to spread the good news. If you listen to the scriptures today, the encounter between God and Moses in the first reading, I like that the bush is burning and Moses says to himself, I got to go check this out. And he encounters God, and God says to Moses, I want to invest in you and your people. I want to take the Israelites out of slavery and lead them to a new land, a land flowing with milk and honey, a land where we can have a new loving relationship. I will care for you, and you will pay attention to me, because I want you to know I love you and I care for you. I will save you, he says. And listen to the great parable at the end of the gospel. It's really the story of God and Jesus. And God is the landowner who says, you know, I planted this fig tree and it's not growing. I planted these people and they're not paying attention to me. And I think I'm going to take them out. And the gardener, Jesus, says, wait, be patient. Let me go work them a little bit. Let me go teach them. The gardener says, I'll fertilize and I'll hoe and I'll water this fig tree and we can work to help it to grow. Jesus is saying, I'll go and witness to them. I will invest in them. I will teach them once again the ways of love and kindness, of mercy and forgiveness. I will bring my spirit and wisdom to them to touch them and to change them. So here we are almost halfway through Lent. So it's a good time to ask ourselves, how well am I investing myself in my prayer life? How well am I investing myself in fasting? How well am I giving so that the faith may grow? How well am I investing in my relationship with Jesus? How well do I witness the Spirit of Jesus to others in my words, in my actions, in my sacrifices? So yes, today we begin our annual campaign of investing in the work of the Catholic Church in our Diocese of Lansing. So please listen to Bishop Boyer as he invites us to sow bountifully so that the faith may grow bountifully and so that we may reap goodness and love and compassion. Amen.